Hello. Can I ask a question? No, I'm not too happy. You're from the council and you're from the council.
Yeah.
So let's get this straight, yeah? Let's get it straight. I've had a bloke called Lemmy come to my front door. What initially happened is in 2013, I got put on curfew for throwing parties. I threw parties from 2012 to 2013 in London, yeah? The council come here, the police come here and they nicked me, put me under, arrested me, and they put me on bail conditions for 1 year in this house. Told me I'm not allowed to leave the house from 2013 to 2014. So I said, okay, now when I'm on curfew for 2013, 2014, the police come here and leave another folder, which is another case outside my house. They leave it outside here. It can't fit through my letterbox. Now that curfew, that folder says the organisation of illegal raves in it. Yeah, they forgot to ever arrest me. If something's illegal, you're supposed to arrest somebody. Now what this folder does is it tried to make me be a super grass and grass up on Bear and my brethren that was throwing parties while I was on curfew.
Okay, Mr. Cotter, let me explain. I'm Dr. Dina Karen.
Yeah.
I'm a consultant psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been instructed by the council.
You've been instructed by the council, and I'm telling you now.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to stop you there. I suggest you listen to us.
I suggest you listen to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm acting on the instructions of the court, Mr. Calder.
I'm telling you now. The court has forged a massive ASBO. I've been thrown in the court every single day, telling the court what's going on.
We are here on a different slide.
No, you are. The reason you are here now is because the police and the council in 2013 served an ASBO.
Please do not lie.
Please do not lie, because I've got the letters inside here. I've got a full official diary. I'll never be rude to no person, but I'm not having you abuse your powers. Yes, you are abusing your powers under the Mental Health Act 1963. Yeah, can I please take your name? Yeah, and the council are abusing their position.
I'm more than happy to give you my name.
So I'm more than happy for you to come into my house, and I'm happy to go things for you. But let's get this straight: the reason why you're coming into my house, yeah, I've had the doctors come here 73 times since 2014. 73 days I've been assessed. You're doing a 75th assessment on me.
I'm here for a slightly different
matter. No. Let's get this straight. You are here to do an assessment on me. The reason you want to do an assessment on me, this is the 75th assessment of the mental health day. I had the doctors in here. I had your team come in here the other day, but she wouldn't come in my house. Then 2 days before that, I had another assessment. I had an assessment in this house less than 6 days ago. So let's just quickly go to the facts of what really happened here, yeah? In 2013... I'm going to allow you to come in a second. Yeah, I'm going to show you my full report. I'm going to show you all of the audios that I've got of what has happened.
Let's talk about the injunction that's against
you. No, that's what I'm talking about right now. So just get you straight, yeah? Don't start twisting it around when you don't know the case history, yeah? I'm telling you the case history right now. I'll never be rude to you, yeah? But do not try and deter
me
away. I'm not pointing my fingers at you. Mm-hmm. I'm not pointing my fingers. I'm tongue-tied, by the way. So this is a speech impediment, yeah? So don't ever think I'm being rude or anything here, yeah? I'm disabled because of it, yeah? So now I had to go to kids' speech therapy and everything.
Listen, I'm not interested in your speech.
Yeah, so I don't care about your attitude here right now, yeah? I don't care about your attitude here right now. I'm taking the minutes to this meeting right now in digital format, and I do that by
Lord,
yeah?
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to tell you now, yeah? The council come here. This is how this injunction started, yeah? Let me put my dog outside. I'm going to put my dog outside again for a second. You wait. Stupid woman, boy. And a stupid attitude. Get outside, lady. About the cat. She wants to get this right. Let's go through this now. Come in my house, man. Do you know what? You come in my house, because I want you not to go to prison. Come in my house. You're more than welcome. Come on, let's go for this. Come in my house. Let's get this over. Can I have your name as well, please, sir?
Yeah, look, my name's Dick.
Yeah, but what are you from the Enfield Council from?
We're here to...
But what is your job in the council?
I'm a social behaviour officer.
You're a social behaviour officer, and you are. And
I'm a neighbourhood officer.
And can I take both your names, please? Your full
Alex
name?
Giorgio.
Pardon? You're Alex Giorgio, and you're. Vicky. But come on, let's sit down then. Okay, then we're going to go through this quickly, yeah? Take a seat on that chair there and take a seat.
Here, yeah?
Mr. Cordell, why I'm here, and then I'll give you some time to talk, give me your history.
Okay.
And then I have specific questions to ask you.
Come sit down and take it. You're having a laugh, you are. Yeah, I'm telling you now.
I'm here for a specific purpose to talk about the injunction.
Okay.
That you were given in January.
No, I was not given an injunction in January. But if you look at my camera here, yeah, because you're all taking the pee, yeah? Here, I've got a camera right here, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a camera there watching you and a camera in every room in this house now watching you all, yeah? Now, when I was in the police station, the council come here, the council come to my cell in the police station, and the bloke goes to me, I'm serving you. I said, you can't serve me in my cell. The affidavit of service says they've got to serve me in my house by law. So while I'm in the police station, the bloke gets the ump, he storms, because the police let him into the police station. He's a third party company. The police want to cover up what's happening here. So what the police done is let him in the police cell. They've agreed that they didn't serve me. He illegally got let into the police station as a third party company to cover up what's happening. Now, while I'm in the police cell, my mother comes to this house. My mother comes to the front door here. She comes in my house while I'm in the police cell. She picks up the affidavit of service the bloke put through in the door, and she leaves my house with it. Now, you can see her on camera come to here while I'm in the police station. Then I get released from the police station, come back home, and there's no paperwork in the house. So how have I been legally served? Yeah, how can she be here now forcing that I need to be assessed because I've got the camera evidence to prove why I weren't served? Since 2013, this is how it initially happened. In 2013, I got nicked for that gazebo, yeah, right in the back garden, yeah? Now, when I got nicked for it, they put me on bail conditions. Said, you're not allowed in central London, barred from central London. I said, okay. I'm not allowed to hire no equipment to nobody, so I got barred from hiring equipment. I got put on an 8 o'clock curfew in this house, a tag on my leg, plus I had a 4 o'clock sign on at the police station every day. So I said, okay, this is because I wouldn't grass up because I was supposed to be done for handling stolen goods from a gazebo that come out of a building. So I said, okay, 1 year, I stayed under conditions. I won the case, I went to court, I defended myself correctly. As I won the case, the police got upset that I won the case and threw a massive ASBO outside my front door. Now that ASBO tried to make me be a super grass and grass up three people I do not know, younger generations, that were throwing parties while I was on curfew, and grass up three in a mandem that used to run around with me, yeah, that run off while I was on curfew, now they're doing their own thing. So I went to the Facebook profiles and I copied the Facebook profiles of the people that I'm being accused of being, yeah? Now, I've got all the Facebook, I've made a website, I'll show you the Facebook profiles. Now, I wouldn't be a super grass, I'm not paying the peace officers line of wages to give them the paper to do their job. If they want to do a line of investigation against someone, they can. Now, on their Facebook profiles, the people use their personal names. Oh, I'm Chris Lurcher Lewis and I'm throwing a party in London and all that. Now, there's six parties in this ASBO folder. The police left the folder, after I won the first gazebo case, the police left the folder outside my front door, yeah, and it had loads of personal DPA in it, personal data under the 1988, shouldn't have been shared about. So now I started looking through the folder, I phoned my mum and said, Mum, they left something outside my front door and it won't come in. My mum came to my property, she picked up the folder and she took it to Edmonton Green Lost Property, yeah, and she put it in and got a receipt for it in Lost Property. Yeah, now that folder got given, that folder, I've never had it given to me, the first ASBO, because my mum took it from me. But she photocopied it and gave me a copy of a photocopy. Now, I went to court, and I went to court to defend myself at trial, and at the beginning of an ASBO, yeah, or an ASBO, they put an injunction order on you, and the injunction order is just temporary while they're putting an ASBO on you. Now, they put this injunction on me from 14, now by 15, they still couldn't get it on me. Six judges walked out the court, looked at the folder and threw it on the floor and said, we're not dealing with this. Then one day, I went to call this woman called Sally Gilchrist. She's the legal executive for the Metropolitan Police. She went to every case for the ASBO, and she signed £1 million to make this ASBO on me, yeah? Now, one day, on the day of trial, I've gone to trial, and I've explained to the court that I was never arrested. This says the organisation of illegal rapes, you forgot to arrest me. The maximum sentence, if you do arrest someone and have enough evidence for criminal conviction, is 6 months to 3 months in prison. So maximum 6 months if you got arrested. You forgot to arrest me, now you're giving me a 9-year curfew in my house. And you couldn't even do that if you had enough for criminal conviction. You can't hold a terrorist in your house for longer than 2 years. Sir, Lady Howe and Prince Philip and everyone says it under the Supreme Court. You can't hold someone in the house for longer than 6 months, yeah? And that's if they're blowing up the country. Now, I'm on a 9-year curfew in my house. Now, I've been phoning up the police saying, hang on, you forgot to arrest me. I never done this. I looked at the folder. It says all white people, white males and females, committed the crime in the folder. So the doctors come here, the councils come here and all that on one of the interviews with Simon Clerk, and they're in there. I'm showing them the folder. Look, it says all white people committed it. What colour am I committed? No. I look at the folder. I say, look at each of these victim statements, because if you're taking a statement off me now, I have to sign a statement at the bottom. Each police officer done four statements each, and none of them have signatures at the bottom of them. So now I started phoning the police, saying, I'm not even white. How can I be getting a 9-year curfew for this? You didn't even arrest me. Yeah, you're holding me in my house for all this time. I can't even walk out my house before 9 and 10 o'clock because these cops are trying to grab me every second. They're not only trying to put an injunction on me outside, they're trying to put an injunction on me inside my house. So me and my mum, from 14 to 16, now Sally Gilchrist starts getting worried. Yeah, now there's this girl called Shanna. I lost Diana for my 13-year relationship, my first love, because of the first curfew. Now I come to the second curfew that I'm supposed to be on, and this bloke, my mum and me, write 500 emails to the MPs and the councils and to everybody. I've got 500 emails here, and I'll show them to you, to the MPs and councils, asking them to protect me in this house. I've never done nothing to none of my neighbours. This Sally Gilchrist starts spreading all this shit that I've got a disease. Sally Gilchrist is the legal Gilchrist. She's the legal executive for the Metropolitan Police. Now, what I've had to do is I've had to do a special diary. These are the council's folders. So this is the first ASPO, that I've got served here. I've made all brand new PDF books for them, And this is the second folder. Now, if you look at the front, it takes the Metropolitan Police and the council to make this ASPO together. So if you look here, it says a consultation has to be required by the Metropolitan Police and the Council. Jane Johnson, the Borough Commander, and the Metropolitan Police have to hold it.
Listen, come back to Sally Gilchrist. She's the legal executive.
Yeah, she's the legal executive.
And you said something about her signing £1 million.
Yeah, she spent £1 million on this case, on the first
Why? Against you or for you?
Against me. She set me up. Look, what she done is she got all these police officers here and they went and done four statements each pretending.
Simon, I'm here for a specific purpose, okay?
No, this is the reason.
I understand all of this, okay? I got the gist of it. Okay, let's just move on from there.
No, let's not move on from there. I'm illegally being detained in my house. You're working for the government. Under Section 3 of my human rights, it says any state official degrades me or humiliates me or humiliates me or makes me feel away, will amount to torture, Yes, it does. Article 4, I know my human rights. Don't lie to you. You don't even know your own human rights, woman, I've built a constitution, I've got every folder from Glastonbury, from the beginning past this to the end.
You built what, the constitution?
I've got a brand new constitution. I know the owner of Glastonbury and I know the owner of Isle of Wight. Yeah? Now, they gave me their own
folder. So what does your constitution say?
My constitution's a CIC, a community interest charity. And what that allows is six people to be able to sponsor that charity and to be able to work within the community and to be able to fulfill. It says that they will not discriminate against HIV or AIDS. It says that they will not discriminate against me. It says that they will work in the community and do to specific
things. So how does it affect your relationship with your neighbours?
No, what I was doing was building a festival for my neighbours, and building, I built a charity, which is Two Smooth Charity, which is there for my neighbours. Because Sally Gilchrist was screwing, because on one of the days I went into court and she offered to get the injunction activated, she was trying to get the conditions activated. One of the judges goes to me, what's your surname? He goes, are you related to a Natalie? I said, no, I'm not related to a Natalie. He goes, that's good, because my surname's Cordell as well. Because that's my surname. So now Sally Gilchrist is sitting in the court and she's the legal executive director. She's the main director for the Metropolitan Police for the legal services. That's who she is.
Okay.
Yeah, now because she's the main director for the legal services. Now she's sitting in the thing. What she does is she's forged all the things. She gets screened because the judge says he knows my name and won't put the conditions on me. And four other judges are throwing her application on the floor before that. She put this
outside. And when did this happen?
This happened in 14, she put this outside my door. Now, by 2015, she still ain't got it on me. She's been through six judges and they're all throwing it out.
So what happened in 2016?
I'm just going through it quickly. In 2000,
I'll give you 5 minutes to bring to where we are this year. I don't have all day.
I don't mind if you don't have all day.
Yeah.
You're here to, you're being paid to do something.
Yeah.
So don't go on like you're doing this at your own discretion. You're being paid to listen.
I appreciate that.
So please listen.
It's a limited time.
So please listen to the full history of what is happening here. Because what I'm telling you now is the government officials are illegally holding me in my house. I've got 100 recordings of them. When I phone in the police station, they're saying you're a brown bastard, you've been robbed. Yeah, we don't give a fuck, Simon. Fuck you. You're a cunt. You've been. Do you want our borough commander? That's what we want of you. If you want our borough commander, our borough commander, Jane Johnson, who made that folder, she's been put in diplomatic protection. They're like, we're putting her in diplomatic protection now. I want to call her to court.
Is there somebody called a borough commander?
Yeah, Jane Johnson is our borough commander. She's
on witness protection.
No, because I've got all the recording. No, they said they're going to. Do you want our borough commander? It's on the recordings. Yeah, Put, if you're spitting at me, if you want out Borough Commander, yeah, why do you think you can have our Borough? Because she signed every page here, because she has to, by law, in the Civic Centre. On the 30th August 2001, the local authority and the police held a consultation meeting together with the relevant organisations to discuss issues concerning the case.
You were talking about 2016.
No, because of Jane Johnson done this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Jane Johnson done this and I was phoning them up, telling them that. They're down the phone. Now, what they do is they start spreading that I've got a disease here in the public.
Who, Jane Johnson?
Sally Gilchrist and Jane Johnson, the borough commander, start spreading that I've got a disease. Now, me and my partner have never
argued. What disease?
They said that I had herpes.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I recorded the clinic, I went to the clinic, I've got all my medical notes here. I never had nothing wrong with me. Me and my partner never argued to this day now. Me and Shannon never argued. The police just done it to cover up because I was phoning them up then. Well, where's the signatures? What about
so
the
do
time
you think time? Jane Johnson and Sally Gilchrist are working together with the police to spread all these rumours?
They're in the same company, okay. They work together, and I've got the recordings to prove it.
And they work together with the police to spread rumours about you?
No, they work together and they have chosen to maliciously.
I want to hear from you. I don't need that.
I don't care if you don't hear from this. This is where my evidence is. I built a website and I'm about to show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I built an official report every single day of what's going on.
What about the injunction again? What are you?
Now this is what happened. This is what happened. Now because I'm complaining about this, it takes the council and the police to make it. Yeah, so without the council police.
So they're working together, the council.
The council and police in joint circular under EFMAS, yeah? Now, joint circular, they're working together. Now, they're supposed to have a victim involved. Now, they don't have no victims there in real life. They forged all the paperwork and
You mean the victim, meaning the neighbours?
No, the victim here for the ASBO, the only reason that this all is they're saying that someone got kept up overnight. Now, what I've done, like I said, is I copied the Facebook profiles to prove I've never done nothing, yeah? Now, what then we went and done is because they started spreading this disease thing, all my loved ones, and I've lived here 12 years before that.
You mean by loved ones, your neighbours?
Yeah, my neighbours. My 12 years I lived here, not one problem. I've never had a drink in this house, never sold a bag of drawer from this house. I've never sold drugs, yes. I've never done nothing. I used to leave my front door unlocked and come and put a grand back in there every night.
So what happened between you and your neighbours?
After 12 years of being with these people,
yeah.
Sally Gilchrist started to realise that I was phoned up saying there's no signatures on your folder.
Mm.
So then what she done is she is next doors to a bloke called Ed Stearns. Now Ed Stearns is in charge of communication for the Metropolitan Police, for public communication. Now Ed Stearns started spreading.
Ed Stearns.
Yeah, Ed. I've got all their pictures and everything. Ed Stearns started spreading that I had a disease. Yeah, to try and scare you. You've got 24 hours to get out of this country. In the folder, they started scribbling. You're a black boy on the block. It's scribbled everywhere in there. You're a black boy, you live on Briancroft Avenue. Because me, I've got a white business partner I did at this time, throwing parties. So they thought, oh, the white guy's the better one, lock me in here, boom, and that's it. Suck me in here, you're a black boy on the block, blah, blah, blah. You didn't arrest me, you gave me 9 years and maximum sentence, 6 months. It says white people committed the offence in here, so I couldn't have done it anyway. They need victims to have it. Now I'm phoning up the council and saying, please, well, you've got no signatures, can you call an emergency general meeting, please? And so that you can get this taken off of me because it's a breach of my human rights. Now they're getting scared in the council. So the council phoned the doctors. Now I've had the doctors come here 75 times now, yeah? Now I've done official reports for all the 75 times that the doctors are coming. I've been assessed, I've been checked. And all them times they've told me there's nothing wrong with me. I've stayed in St. Anne's. Julia Crinich is the head over now. I'm suing Julia Crinich right now, yeah? She's the head of St. Anne's Hospital. Because she's the one that got me taken away from here. They come in here with a fake 187 under the Mental Health Act. When they come in here, I had all recording equipment recording in here. So now, just before that, I've been phoning up the they've been phoning me up. The AMP workers, Goody, had been phoning me up.
Mm.
Now, Goody's saying to me, can I come to you? Can I meet you? I'm saying, why are you phoning my phone? Where did you get my phone number from? I said to him, okay, Goody, come to my house, because them times I'm quite polite. So Goody,
when did you go to St. Anne's?
No, this was 2000. I'll show you in a second. I'll show you the dates in a second. I'll show you my diary.
2013?
No, 16. I think 16. I'll show you my diary now. Yeah, what initially happened, yeah? Was Goody started telling me that he wants to come round to my house. So I agreed for Goody to come to my house, an AMP worker. Goody come here. When Goody come here, he come with a black woman. The black woman sat here and Goody sat here. I showed Goody all of my festival paperwork and what I was building and my constitution. Goody's going, this is amazing what you're building. How comes they're sending me in here? I've got all the recordings of it. How comes they come look at your house? It's clean and that, Simon. Now, Goody says to me that I'm going on annual leave, Simon. Yeah, I'm glad that you let me in your house, sort of thing. When I get back on annual leave in 4 weeks, would you have another meeting with me?
Mm.
I like Goody. I thought, yeah, well, Goody, do you know what? Your attitude, we might be able to do something. We might be able to raise above all of these wrongful adults around us, yeah? That are trying to ruin our lives, yeah? So I said, okay, Goody. Goody says, yeah, Bummy's going to come. Now, the next day after Goody goes, I know the doctor's come to my front door again. But the same black woman that was sitting here, I forgot her name, not being rude or disrespectful, I forgot her name. But she was rude when she first came for the meeting. She stormed up outside because she seen my house was tidy. Went in the corridor and started making a phone call. Like, yeah, we're in trouble. His house is clean. His fridge is full. We can't take him from it. Yeah? She come back in and she said, Goody, we've got to go, Goody. Let's go. So she took Goody and left and cut our meeting.
Simon, can I just clarify something? You know, you mentioned victims and you mentioned your neighbours. You were getting on okay with the neighbours.
Yeah, I never had a problem with the neighbours.
So do you think they have made a complaint against you? Because an injunction is about various complaints.
An injunction means that I must be served by hand. What initially happened is, from 2014 to 16.
But you went to court in January this year.
No.
What happened there?
I've been to court over 255 times.
Do you trust the court? The judge is a neutral party.
Can I explain something to you? You're not letting me answer the questions that you're asking me.
Yeah.
So I'd like to answer the questions.
I'll tell you about the victims and your neighbours first.
No, you ain't got no victims here, yeah? What you've got is people. I can prove what happened. Listen to what happened here for a second. Listen, you could go back and tell Lemmy as well, because Lemmy is your friend, yeah, I suspect, yeah? Let me get this straight, yeah? What initially happened there? From there, Sally started making the rest of them to bang at me because she wants me out of the country because I'm phoning up about the missing signatures. So now Stan and that, I've never been rude to him in 12 years. He's checking Debbie upstairs, yeah, because his wife died. Now, Debbie's the light-skinned alcoholic, yeah? Now, Debbie has her two light-skinned children taken away from her, and no one told me that. Now, the council come in here under a fake 187 after Goody comes here. The next day, that same black woman come outside my front door and she wanted access to my house. I'm like, hang on, but I'm waiting for Lemmy to come back in 3 weeks. She said, no, we want access to your house now again. I said, no, that's wrong. Why are you here? You're abusing your position. She says to me, she goes anyway. They put an 187 in and then they forced her away in my house. Now, while they're doing that, I had loads of recordings on my answer phone of asking them to come for a meeting whenever they would like.
Okay.
And that's the only reason I wanted.
Who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about
Goody. Who did you ask to come for a meeting?
Goody, the AMP workers. Goody agreed to have a meeting with me. When Goody agreed to have the meeting, he went
because you were talking about the neighbours.
Yeah, I'm bringing the whole lot of it together for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so
because I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, no, I'll leave it so that you're not going to be confused by the end of it, and I'll leave you fully understanding everything. If you just give me 2 seconds, rather than going through it like this, let me just get the site up and show you what is actually happening here. Yeah, because what initially happened is Goody come here to cover up the missing timestamps and help the police. Yeah, Goody left with the police. After Goody went on holiday, and he's supposed to be my case handler, another woman, Siobhan, that come with him, tried to take me away. Yeah, now she had to leave and go. Now when she went and got on 187 and filled in the call that I wouldn't give her access to my house, and she forged the 187 illegally. Now she come back in.
What's 187?
A 187 is access under the Mental Health Act in 1983. If you don't give someone access to your house, yeah, there's two forms of access. You can have a 117, which is an agreed meeting with yourselves to come around, a 117 giving you permission to come in, or you can have
136.
Yeah, 136, yeah. 137 or 136, yeah. Mm. Basically, or 111. And the 136 is meaning that someone could be in danger inside of their house.
I know the Mental Health Act.
Someone could be dangerous inside their house.
Yeah,
so when they come into my house, I had Karen and all the council here. So I got the folder and I showed them, you're holding me in my house illegally. You're the council here now. This says that I'm white and I couldn't have done it. I'm riding 9 years. So we go through all the folders like I went through you, but we probably go in it. And they all agree. They read from them. Mm. I've got the recordings again.
Where did it go from there?
Now what happened then? After that is, I Elaine's the council officer. I pulled out my recording dictator. I said, look, you're in my house illegally. You filled out this warrant illegally because I would let you in my house 2 days ago. I let you in 3 days before that. I let you in 4 days before that. She breaks down in my front room in front of my mum and my uncle and in Simon Clark and everyone in here. And goes, oh, we're sorry. The police made us do it. They want us to take you away. She breaks down in here. That she's used her powers to come and
so
take me away.
So how have you been getting on with your neighbours? Because you said the neighbours.
This is what initially happened. So
because I think that because the neighbours have made complaints.
The neighbours are lying. No, listen to what happened. Lemmy. Now listen
to what. Why would they lie?
Listen to what happened. Yeah.
Lemmy started, the Count Sally started spreading the AIDS disease, yeah, in the public. These sort of started to attack me. The first time I met the Mafia-Illigan family upstairs, I'd lived in my flat for 12 years prior. After living in my flat for 12 years, let me just get this up for a second. After living in my flat for 12 years, they moved in up above. I noticed that they had moved in, and I didn't really go out of my way to go and see them, sort of thing. But one day, when I was two, 3 weeks into it, I was parking my car up out the front, and this Mafia-Illigan bloke was outside the front here, and there was a boy that lived there next door. So I didn't know him too well, but he's a bit younger than me, but he was really a bit tipsy in his mental health, yeah? Now, this bloke's got Mafia-Illigan by the throat like that as I'm coming into my own block. Mm. And I'll just explain. I'm not just explaining to you. He's going, "Oh, Simon, shall I bang him? Can I beat this Mafia-Illigan guy?" And I've just come across like going into my block like normal. I'm still like quite hippie because I'm doing the parties for everyone here. Yeah? I'm like quite an RGP person trying to neutralise things. So I didn't even ask this Mafia-Illigan, "What is your name? Or why is this happening? Why are you two arguing?" What I said is, "Hang on, you're the new bloke that lives in our flat, isn't you, upstairs?" He goes, yeah, getting grabbed up like that. I go, "You're the new bloke." So I go to the young boy, "Listen, he's the new adult that's in my block. He's an adult to both of us. We must respect our adults. So you've got to let this man go. He's an adult in my block. I've got to protect him now. He's my adult, he's in my block. Let him go." So the young boy had to let him go. He's like, "Please, sir, let me just bang him." Like, "Bro, let the Mafia-Illigan man go." The Mafia-Illigan runs upstairs, yeah? The Indian bloke. Now he goes upstairs. I don't hear from him for 8 months after that, yeah? I'm laying down here screaming because Diana's now walked out on me and I'm on curfew for this case. I can smell her cooking the curry up there, so I'm thinking, "Oh, she's a lovely wife. Why weren't Diana like that? Diana's just ruined a 13-year relationship. All I had was good heart for this family." Then Sally throws this stick in the works, like this disease thing. Then they start, right above me here, they start banging, everyday bang. When I'm going to the toilet, inside to my toilet now, I've got videos, because I see the camera there, the camera can see my toilet and it can see in here. This morning, if I lay here, every morning they go bang, bang, bang above my head here. Then I go to the toilet, I'm being sick in the toilet, she's sitting above the toilet, bang, bang, bang. I've got hundreds of recordings of it and I've got hundreds of videos of it. I get into my bathtub with no clothes on, yeah, and they're above my head doing that above me, yeah. Now I phone the police and say, "This is out of order, why are you letting this be done to me?" Because they want to cover up the missing signatures. They're telling me, "You've been robbed, you're dead, you're a black bastard down the phone, yeah, I'm recording it all, yeah." Now they won't release me out of my house, yeah. Now I'm not, I'll go upstairs and I'll knock on their door and say to them, with my camera, phone the police, "Please, can you protect me?" They say no. So I go upstairs recording this woman. I knock on the door normally, you can see it in all the recordings. I will never knock on their door aggressively. Now, because they got allowed from 14 to 16 to do this to me, yeah, my mum wrote to the council 500 times and the MPs.
2014 to 2016.
16, yeah. My mum wrote to the council and the MPs over 500 times.
I trust you, I believe you. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, now, this is the book for it, yeah?
Okay, so did they act on it?
This isn't, no. There was hundreds of formal complaints inside that. Can I just show you what happened? Now, at the end of it, Jackie Gubby and Louise Brown and all that were losing their jobs because of it, yeah? So because they were losing their jobs, this bloke Lemmy come in, yeah, knocked all the formal complaints out, and he said to me, "Stan got me arrested, tried to set me up to cover up what he had done for 2 years.
Who's Stan?
Stan's the old man next door at 111. So now, because of Stan done that to me, I got arrested and held in the police station. I got taken to court.
So Stan is your neighbour?
Yeah.
And he got you arrested for what?
He said that on 2016, I walked outside my front door and I see him and I said to him, "If you keep doing this to me and Shannon, I'm going to get you in the park." Now he said that I said that to him in
16.
He said that if I walked out my front door in 2016 and I see Stan,
who I'd always... Slow down. You walked out of your front door.
I see Stan and I said to Stan, that if you keep doing this to me, Shannon and Heidi, banging on the walls and ruining our names and our lives, the way he is. So I've got bare videos of him doing it on the kitchen.
If you keep doing this to me,
Shannon and Heidi, I'm going to get you.
Who's Shannon and Heidi?
Shannon and Heidi are after Diana broke up with me, yeah, because I got the curfew for the gazebo case, I went back out and got off the gazebo. I met this new woman called...
Oh, so they're your kind of girlfriend?
I met a new woman called Shannon. Okay. Me and Shannon are together for 8 months.
Okay. We agreed to have a baby. If you keep doing this to me, Shannon and Heidi,
That's what he is accusing. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm
because he said that there in 2006.
What What did he say you said?
That's what he said. He said, if you keep doing this to me and Shannon and
Heidi,
Heidi, yeah, I'm going to get you in the park.
I'm going to get you in the park. Okay.
Now, because
did you say that then?
No, because of that, I said to Stan on numerous different occasions, close to that, I would, but I wouldn't be around him.
Are you telling me that because of what Sally and Lemmy and everybody else have been working against you, they got the neighbours against you?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Yeah,
do you think your neighbours are working in conjunction with the council?
They're working in joint circle. Now, what's happened is Stan's had over 15 meetings with Lemmy. Yeah, Lemmy won't have one meeting with me. What initially happened is there's 500 emails to the MPs and the council. I'll show you all the books now, yeah? Now, once that's happening,
Lemmy's the guy from the
Enfield Council. Lemmy started Enfield Council in August 2016.
So, let me get this straight. So, you are telling me that the Enfield Council, the police authorities, are all working...
I'm telling you, the Enfield Council and the Metropolitan Police have no signatures on
each
statement.
Okay, I got that.
And they're illegally holding me in my house. And because they're illegally holding my house, they want to cover up this.
Simon, I'm trying to clarify certain things. I'll report that to the court, that you haven't got the signatures, but also in terms of what your neighbours are saying, do you think it's a conspiracy?
No, what's happened is, don't try and put words in my mouth like conspiracy and stuff down and twist it at anyone. There's 100% no signatures here. They would like to cover up what they've done and not face disciplinary action. They do not want to face disciplinary action for their actions.
Okay, and
their disregard for justice.
Okay. Toward disciplinary and disregard for justice.
Yeah.
So, do you think the neighbours...
No.
Why would they kind of report? Why would they work with the
because
police?
Because the police allowed my personal data to go out. Now, I've got hundreds of recordings here. I've got like about 200 on here. Of I've got 20 million emails here and I've got 500,000.
But why would the neighbours, what interest do they have?
Because they live next to me and everyone's spreading that I've got a disease.
So do you think the neighbours...
Hurt a woman. The council's spreading that I've hurt a woman and I gave a woman a disease. When me and that woman have never argued in our lives.
Which woman? Who is
Shannon.
This?
They're saying, Shannon, a woman
the
that
girl
I met.
Or your friend.
And when I'm with her for 8 months,
okay.
I'm painting the kids crying downstairs on the sofa every day. And when I'm with her, yeah, I said to her, why is the kid crying? She says, the baby's bedroom's not done upstairs. So I go upstairs, all the walls are ripped down. She's been with some black boy for the last 2 years that's been beating her up.
So
you're asking me to answer the questions, and you're telling me not to stop.
No, I'm just trying to clarify it. I'm not stopping you, just to make sure I get the facts right. So, do you think the neighbours might have an interest in getting you out of this property?
100%.
Why?
Because they attempted to murder me in the beginning. Attempted manslaughter, and the council allowed them to do that.
Why would they want to murder you?
Do you want to see the videos?
Why would they want to murder you?
Because the government started spreading that I've got a disease and that I've hurt a woman. I showed Stan my medical notes and all of my hospital notes in 2014. He asked to see them again to confirm that they were real, and he knew that there was no problem with me. The council left Debbie upstairs, who had her two skinned, light-skinned children taken off of her for mental health reasons, moved her into a hotel and moved her back here, when I'm telling everyone on the recordings what she was doing to me in here.
So, do you know when the court gave you an injunction based on what the neighbours told you?
No, can you listen to what happened, yeah? Please, yeah? Because you keep saying so, you don't understand the case history. My mum sent 500 emails like that. Now, on the last pages, it says, Lemmy said, if I don't go for a meeting at the civics, this is how it started. Lemmy started writing to my mum after the 500 emails. If I don't go for a meeting at the civic centre in regards to the case of Stan, he's going to put a possession order in. Now, in the case of Stan, I'd already won a Crown Court. Now, I've got a message.
What case was that with Stan?
Stan said that I said to him, I'm going to get you in the park.
Okay.
They got me arrested for it. Yeah, now because of that there, I'm going to get you in the park. So they got me arrested. There's 500 emails in to the council and to Dawn Allen, Jackie Gubby, Louise Brown, to all the official people. Yeah, and then because they want to cover it up, they give Lemmy the case. Lemmy takes on the case and Lemmy says, he gets the dead cases, he thinks I'm stupid. And he says, if you don't come for a meeting at the Civic Centre about these dead cases, we're going to put a possession order in for your flat. I said to him, you can't do that. I've already won the cases. I won the George case, and now I've stripped his computers with a Freedom of Information Act. So now I've got all of his personal notes. Now he's messaging Konnichiwa, and Gene Burton from the witness care team is messaging him and Konnichiwa, his line manager. Now they've all wrote in their notes, the first message Lemmy got was Simon's won the cases. Now Konnichiwa, Lemmy's line manager, says, can you go to Stan's house and give him an incident diary and tell him that Simon's going to be coming back? He's no longer on bail condition. So Lemmy knew in his head that Gene Burton's told him that I've won the cases. So now Lemmy's saying to my mum, if you don't come to my house about these dead cases, we're taking your flat off you. So now I phone up Lemmy, and my mum write to Lemmy, loads of emails, you can see them all, and we say, this is out of all, that's entrapment, Lemmy. I've got all the recordings here, I'll play them to you.
No, you tell me, I don't want to see the recordings. I trust you.
I said to Lemmy, that's entrapment, Lemmy, yeah, what you're doing, yeah, I've won the cases.
Now,
Lemmy,
this was one last year.
This was last year. Now, Lemmy says, what Lemmy does is he says to my mum and says to me, I've got all the, there's hundreds of you. He says to me and my mum, do you know what? Because you, he put four letters through, they're attacking me for the low water pressure because they want to turn the water back on so they can attack me more because she sleeps at the tap doing that to me, yeah. I've lost a child, I had another woman.
How did that end in court anyway?
I won every case. I've won 39 cases in court.
But you went to court in January this year.
Yeah, I won every case. But
Can I explain what happened, please?
Yeah, what initially happened is I won the first day I spoke because they're missing those signatures, but they won't take the conditions off me. Then Lemmy and me, the council allowed them to attack me for 2 years. Me and my mum put 500 emails in to all the MPs and everyone asking them to protect me. Eventually, Lemmy used Stan lied in 16, 2 years after, and made a lower grade tier one offence, saying that I threatened him, said I'm going to get him in the park. Lemmy took that seriously, rather than all of the other serious concerns, higher one grade listed issues, or any of the past case history, and he used that to his advantage and said, okay, well, I'm putting a possession order in for that. Now, because on the phone, I phoned Lemmy as he said, I'm going to put a possession order. And I said, can you explain to me all the case history, please? Yeah, and what's going on here? Yeah, what the offences are. Lemmy says to me, I said, can you go on the computer, Lemmy? You can hear Lemmy go on the computer in the recording. I said, can you tell me the last date to which an offence has been accused of me? Now, this is on the 7th of 2017. He goes into the computer, he goes, and he thinks he's smart. He goes, oh, January. So I said to him, hang on, that's over 6 months ago. The time limitation at 1980 says that you can't bring any case to anyone after 6 months.
Right.
Yeah? Now Lemmy gets the yump. I break his ass. I said, can you call an emergency general meeting, Lemmy? Go to the first ASBO folder that got made in your offices, and can you write down, just notice that there's no signatures in it, and then can you call the emergency meeting back? I don't want to go under corruption, but trespass wasn't present. So if you just write your own laws down, that there was a miscarriage of justice or an error in law, that trespass wasn't present, yeah? Then we forget the whole thing. I'll get a bit of backdated money. I'm going to get my circus tent. I'll come to the civic centre with my diary and we'd get some events. I'm going to buy a circus tent. If you don't admit to the trespass being present, I'm going to go for the full corruption, all your timestamps and your signatures. Now, I have a serious conversation. This gives you and your colleagues the chance to keep your jobs, Lemmy. Lemmy puts the phone down because he can't get me to the meeting at the civic centre. He copies the whole of his caseload and he starts slamming and pasting it, copying and pasting it all in his work. Now what I've done is I've got a Freedom of Information request off the council. So I've got everyone's personal history out of the council's computers. So now if you're Stan Curtis, it says the first time you called, updated, second telephone call, first appointment at civic centre.
So what happened in August then?
Now because it says all the Stan's dates, I took all of the claimant's dates. Now, I went and got all of Lemmy's dates, yeah, that he's accusing me for in the possession order to steal my flat for. And none of them are in there. There's like 15, 20 extra where he copied and pasted that are before anyone even went to the council and made a complaint. Because he got so upset.
So how did it end up in court, though?
No, this is how it happened. Now, when I went to court, this was the possession order that Lemmy put in. Mm-hmm. Because Lemmy's copying and pasting the possession order, I started phoning him saying that you've got no signatures, and that you forged all of this and you've copied and pasted it. So now he gets upset that he's copied and pasted and I've caught him. So what he does is he creates an injunction order, which is called the first injunction order, yeah? These are the emails. He takes the first injunction order. Now, what he does is he forges his John Ivan statement because he can't get it. From the possession order, he uses a biro and changes it. Then on top of that,
Lemmy created the witness statement, do you think?
No, Lemmy created the first possession order, Yeah, because I wouldn't go for a meeting. He wanted to entrap me from.
So you were talking about the injunction order, and he created.
No, he created a possession order. Let's get this straight. Let's not miss out what he's done. He created a possession order because I would not go and attend the civic centre over criminal offences. Harassment is a criminal offence. I'd already been arrested for it. Full stand, I got arrested. Yeah, I won the case.
So how did it go from a possession order to an injunction?
Because I started phoning Lemmy after he was saying come to the meetings, Simon. I'm not coming to a meeting to get entrapped. Your colleagues have already forged those bullets holding me in my house for 9 years. I don't want to come to your offices. Come to my house and have a meeting at my house with me, Lemmy. Lemmy said, I'm not coming to your ass. I said, well, if you're not coming to my house, I'm not coming there to where you've set me up and got me 9 years already. Plus, you've just gone and added loads of stuff into that, copied that and pasted your possession order and added loads of dates into it. You can check that they're not on the computers. I've got all the... Now, then Lemmy realises that he's messed up. So what he does is he gets another first injunction order and he... goes and starts calling everyone up and tries to get all brand new signatures to cover up that he's used dead statements that I've already won. So now he needs some live statements because I'm onto him. Then I show the judge what's happened in the court. The judge does his nut.
So you're saying the statements are falsified by Lemmy?
No, what Lemmy done is he used dead cases. So what he's done is the case got struck out.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because there was no truth found in it.
Then so
once the case is struck out, he re-signs it again, then he pays for a fresh application. They re-stamp the same application again. Now, that's illegal. That's called abuse of process. I won the case.
But how did it go? When it went to court in January, which you attended, what did the judge say?
The judge agreed with me.
The judge agreed with
you? Yes, the judge agreed. I've won 30 cases. This isn't Lemmy's first one.
So the injunction that was issued in January, you don't think it's valid?
Of course it's not. Look at the videos.
See, according to you, there is no injunction against you.
No. Look at the videos that are on. Look at the videos proving I never got served. No one's let me speak in court since 2016. Okay. No judge has listened to me. I'm not being like, Lemmy has just paid for hundreds of applications. Look at this year. Lemmy has literally just paid for. I've got to turn the computer.
Yeah.
Lemmy has paid for hundreds of applications and he hasn't finned, yeah?
So while that is being set up, so you went to court on the 5th of January.
I went to court long before the 5th of January.
Okay. Now let's just focus on the 5th of January because you...
No, let's not focus just on the 5th of January. Yeah, let's not focus just on the 5th of January. Let's focus on what Lemmy has done. Lemmy falsified the possession order. He copied and pasted loads of dates after I warned him on the telephone.
Okay, so he falsified...
After he falsified all of the dates in the thing, he created a second injunction order to cover everything up. Then the judge...
You need to slow down. Lemmy falsified the possession order.
Yeah.
And when he realised he had messed up, that's what you told me.
Pardon? Lemmy had done the possession order, what Lemmy initially done after that was he went and created an injunction order, and the injunction order, he started to recover the missing signatures, the statements that he didn't have for the first possession order.
To recover order. The missing signatures?
The statements. Because he's used dead cases, the cases that I've already won in court. So how can he use dead cases to create a possession order or call me to the thing? So now he needs fresh statements with fresh dates. Mm. So he starts getting the statements and changing the dates on them so that they're fresh and puts them in the injunction order. I showed the judge and the judge froze the case out. He says, no, Lemmy ain't serving his
file. So according to you, there is no injunction against
100%, 100%. I'll show you the videos now, look. Watch this. How can I be served if this is what happened? I was in the police station. Look, this is all the MP.
Are you eating and sleeping okay?
Of course, I've lived here for 37 years.
Yeah, safe here?
I'm 37.
With all the things that's going on with your neighbours?
Of course, I'm not scared of nobody.
You're not scared of neighbours?
Why am I scared? I'm in the right. I've got justice.
Because the neighbours are still complaining that you are...
The neighbours are trying to set up an injunction every day because they've killed my baby. Me and another woman come here, Katie come here, me and Katie had another child in this house in between 14 and 16. Katie's up the road now waiting to come back to this house, but we won't let her bring Mason here. Because I can't get in that bathtub and have someone banging at me and chasing me around in every room in here every day.
Yeah, who's chasing you?
They are upstairs. So the Mafia Hooligans, I'll play the videos of what they're doing to me in this house. You're going to be sick.
Show me an example. Okay,
let me just show you an example of what's happening. Okay, that's fair. Let me just show you an example of what's happening.
So give me 2 seconds. Show me something to say.
Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, I'm going to show you what's happening to me in my house.
Yeah.
2 seconds, please. Because my phone is running slow as well because of...
You've got 5 minutes and we've got to wrap up.
Yeah, okay, give me 2 seconds.
How do you get on with your solicitor? Do you have a solicitor?
I've just took a solicitor on recently and she's telling me she's suing the whole lot, they're all going to prison. She's gone over the case, my whole department...
Who's the solicitor?
I've just took them on, I've got the new paperwork, she's a new solicitor.
But there was a solicitor who was representing you before.
No, I've done everything myself. I beat 29 cases. Lemmy went to the court case and what Lemmy done was...
Do you think the solicitor's working for you?
I've not even spoke to my solicitor yet. I've never had one meeting with her yet in my life yet. The solicitor just took the case on because she said that this is... She looked at the paperwork...
What's the name of the solicitor?
I'm not too sure. My mum's dealt with it.
Okay.
Now, give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to get the...
I just want to see what the neighbours are doing to you.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to get it all up. You couldn't touch me. Do you know how I can go public from any hospital or anywhere I am now? I've got 20 million emails, 500 phone. If you see the state of my report, how good my report is, and everything.
Show me this.
Yeah,
I've got to
just give
wrap
me 2
up.
Seconds, madam. Okay, look.
So what do you do with your time all day?
I've got book coming. I've been building a constitution, which is a festival, so I've rewrote every policy. I've got a bookmaking machine.
Building a constitution on what?
Yeah, CIC, a charity. I'll show you it in a second. Look, this is some of the videos of what they're doing to me in my flat, yeah? This is Ambrose recently, just after I got released after the police station, yeah? This is what they're doing to me in my flat.
What is it? I can't...
I'm going to play it all now for you.
Ambrose!
And look, I've got to bring this video over to this side because I'm on double screen. But this is what they're doing to me in my flat.
What is that? I can't
this
see.
Is videos of me inside my flat. Yeah, so this is me in my front room.
Isn't
you? Why are you following me around in my flat, Ambrose?
You see what
they're
doing
like
in my flat. I've got hundreds of videos of it.
What are they doing?
Ambrose has got lots of
videos. This
is
going a bit dark for a second. In a second, you'll see it again.
Sorry, can you see it?
Yeah.
It's just a bit dark for a second here,
yeah.
Madam.
Ambrose, why are you chasing me in my flat in my bathroom?
You know, right?
Ambrose, why are you chasing me, Ambrose?
You think I'm trying to set you up?
I reckon that.
Why are you making up for
government?
Why are you chasing me?
I've had 75 times that you've been.
Okay, what is that?
That's my bathroom, and that's Ambrose, who's a mental health patient under the mental health team, who's just moved in there now, copying the rest of them. Now he's attacking me.
Ambrose, you just come out of hospital from being sectioned, Ambrose.
No. He in there with you?
No, he's in the flat upstairs, obeying him, chasing me around.
Where's he chasing
me? And on the walls and on the ceilings and everywhere. I've got loads of them.
Is that the noise in the background?
Look, hear them.
Yeah.
Hear them banging, that's them banging.
Ambrose, out of my bathroom, please. Come, Ambrose.
Look, they're chasing me around in my house. I've got hundreds of fakes and I'm asking the police to protect me and they're telling me, no, your cats officers are telling me, screw yourself. Because they want to protect Pat and Steve who made the first houseboat.
Ambrose,
can you show me another video?
There's loads of them here. They're all coming up in a second.
So this is one...
Ambrose, I'm a front room. You in here, yeah? You follow me in here, Ambrose?
I've got all the neighbours.
Show me another video of your neighbour.
Look at this. I don't have to show you in videos. I'll show you a whole docket.
Ambrose, I've got nothing but love for you. Why are you attacking me, Ambrose? Stop attacking me.
That's
please,
all
Ambrose.
MP3s, yeah, and films.
You understand the problem I've got you on camera. I've showed you before
that's
what they were doing to me in that flat. So why are you doing it again, Ambrose?
You have to see the website to see a thing.
Throw the tin down on the floor, Ambrose.
So with the injunction, because it went back to court on in May...
I never got served, and they're all screaming. The judge is telling Lemmy no, Lemmy's
out of control.
The judge has tried to say Lemmy's...
You're a wrongman, do you know that, Ambrose?
Lemmy just
you're
come out
criminal.
Of this minister.
You're a wrongman, you deserve to go to prison, Ambrose.
Called in the solicitor who just started in 16.
You understand that? What you're doing is giving criminal intent to attack me.
You think the injunction was just a...
It's a smoke screen to
my
cover up the
life,
first
Ambrose.
Album, and Lemmy's
I'm losing the enjoyment of my flat,
Target
Ambrose.
Can you write
because
about Target Malice?
I can't study, I can't do nothing because
it's
people like you, Ambrose.
Targeted Malice when another...
Come, let's go in here, Ambrose. Back into the bathroom, Ambrose.
To help another colleague.
And that's kind of orchestrated by Lemmy.
You know, Ambrose,
targeted
you, yeah?
Malice, yeah. Targeted Malice. Public office. Malice of...
Well, you put the thing down and you're still doing it, Ambrose.
It's 25-year sentence, what he's doing.
So you don't think the judge issued the order at all?
No, 100%. Look, let me show you the videos of me not being served. Give me one second. I just would like to be able to refresh this because I really would like to show you the website and what's actually happening.
Did the council officers put you in here to do this because they explained to you what was happening, Ambrose?
Did he ask you when you talked to him?
Why are you acting in joint circle with them all?
Ambrose,
you're going to show another video about what?
Yeah, they do everything. They don't.
Why are you letting him have now pieces of public office and joining in with the government in their evil intentions when I've shown you my medical records and shown you there's nothing wrong with me, Ambrose?
Yeah. They follow me in every room and talk back to me, yeah. You can hear them throwing things on the floor, me and them shouting everything. Was he doing it as well?
Ambrose, I want you to go to prison. I want the police or a judge to send you to prison. I'm sending this to the Supreme Court.
You can see
Lord Philip, who helped me in the understanding that I'm recording this evidence of what you're doing to me, Ambrose.
What
I'm giving you the opportunity to stop now, Ambrose, and to stop what you're doing, Ambrose. Consider it, and we won't go forward if you continue to understand what you're doing, Ambrose.
Mr. Large, what does CIC stand for?
CIC is Community Interest Company. There's six different structures that you can be starting.
Come, let's go into the bar, into the ear then, Ambrose. Yeah.
There's a limited company association. There's six different structures, and CIC is one of them structures.
So
you said something about targeted
malice. Targeted malice is when a state official is trying to cover up to help somebody else evade justice.
So you don't think the case went back to court at all in May?
But I know that the police went to, and I know that the council, Lemmy, the council struck the first injunction, and Lemmy got the first injunction. Now, I'm in this front room, I phone Lemmy and say to Lemmy, this is out of order what you're doing. You forced the first procession.
Do you think it's a falsified document then?
The first procession order was, yes, I've got the evidence to prove it. The first procession order, Lemmy said to me, that he falsified that, and I can prove that now. Then the second injunction order, Lemmy made, that's over me, supposedly, being on the phone in this front room, phoning Lemmy and saying to Lemmy, this is out of order, Lemmy, what you're doing.
So you don't think it came from the court?
What actually happened? Can I explain to you what happened? When Lemmy come here, when Lemmy was on the phone to me, I spoke to Lemmy, and Lemmy, I was telling Lemmy he's out of order for all the forgery he's done under the Companies Act 2006, and what he said to me was, I'm going to kill your mother and your family, when I was recording.
Well, Lemmy threatened?
Yeah, he threatened my mother. He's done it more than once. When I was walking out of the courtroom the other day, he done it in front of my mum. I'm going to kill you, I'm going to ruin your life, I'm going to ruin your life. And then he goes back and then he says that I had done it to him. That's what he done with his second one. He phoned me, I've got the recording here, I'll play it to you. I said to him, I know Katie Willis, because I was doing checks on his name to see who he was, yeah? Because he's doing all this to me. So I found him as a company director on Company House. And he said, one of the people that he had registered with, Katie Willis. So I said to him, I'm doing my checks on you, like, it's because if I had children, and I was asking someone to babysit my children.
Why is Lemmy against you? Well, what when?
Because Lemmy, Steve and Pat are the ones that made the first ASPO. Now, Steve and Pat...
So do you think all this...
They're all best friends.
Okay, so Lemmy's working with Stephen Powell.
Stephen Pat made the first ASPO.
Stephen Pat?
Yeah, and then you've got Sarah Fletcher,
okay.
Dawn Allen, so, and Jackie Guppy.
Just to get it right, so the...
Can I show you? Let's look at this now. This is what you would understand, because you're a professional person, so you're going to understand this language how I understand this language.
Okay, now, while we are getting that loaded, so the first ASPO, and then the possession order, and then the injunction.
What Lemmy done, the reason that the second injunction happened is because the judge threw out the possession order he forged.
Yeah.
I caught him for that red handed. The second one, he used to try and get the signatures and some good cases that I hadn't already won.
So he tried to use the dead cases to create the injunction?
The possession. He tried to use the dead cases to win the possession. Because I hotted him up for it, he tried to make a first injunction order, and in that first injunction order, he tried to now make cases that I haven't already won before, yeah? But he never done a good job, so the judge threw the case out. Then he went and met, because he knew how much trouble he was in for everything, I phoned him about it, and phoned him, and then he threatened me down the phone, telling me that I'm dead, and that he's going to kill my mother. Then the second that happened, 15 minutes later, the police were at my front door, they arrested me, took me to the police station, said that the police agreed they can't prove it and what Lemmy's doing is out of order. But while I'm in the police station, Lemmy sneaks up to the court again and files another application for threats to kill. So this whole application is over threats to kill Lemmy. Yeah,
what about the second injunction?
The second injunction is all over threats to kill Lemmy. It ain't over none of my neighbours. Everything else in it is out of the Time Limitation Act. The only thing in that folder is threats to kill Lemmy.
But it's got the judge's signed signature in it.
No, there ain't no signatures of the judge. The judges haven't signed any of them. Look, everyone is supposed to have a seal on them and it's supposed to be signed by who
authorized. But that's an application.
No, this is Lemmy's application. This
I'm talking about the actual injunction.
This is the whole... The injunction hasn't been put on me. All it is an application still, madam. No, I don't, madam. They've not put the injunction on me because they can't do it. They're just falsifying this now. I've got to go for trial still. I've not even had a trial. I've never even had a trial yet. I pleaded not guilty. They can't get on me because Lemmy's threatening me down the phone. I'm going to play the recording to Lemmy at the courthouse. This is Lemmy threatening me. Lemmy lied and abused his position. Can I show you what Lemmy's done in his paperwork? Yeah? Look at this, yeah? On my word, I'm going to bring the word over to here, yeah?
So you can see it. I'll show you the website, yeah? I'm telling you.
Now, this is where we can, because, lads, let's just get into this and show them, yeah? What's going on, yeah? Make a nice boat, get to a cover, yeah? Now, hang on a second, December.
If there's a justice system and we've got the best justice system in this country, that is what is going to happen
now, yeah?
For what you are doing, I hope you understand this.
I'm not going to reload it because
we live in the United Kingdom, the best justical system across the whole world.
Basically, this explains what I want to happen to the people, yeah? That I want them to go to prison. It's a little story, it's frontline, that's what you do. Now, what I've done is I've built a newspaper, yeah? So now, this is about, because I've got 20 million emails, so this is my about page, so this will have a bit of my picture in it, explains what this story is all about, Justin, yeah, and what's not. Then you've got a contact page, which so everyone could contact us. Then you've got the global news page, which is the newspapers, yeah? Because I've got 20 million emails, so I can get anyone to block. So you can look at the stories behind, you can click on the stories, they take you in, UK Supreme Court. Yeah. So now I can just, I've got the power to speak to him, Black Friday, it goes mad. I can click on the pages and that. So that, so far, that's a newspaper that's built, yeah? That's there that you can click on, there's the news blog pages and what's not in there, yeah? This has been done on my phone for a second. I haven't got you. I told you I haven't, madam. I'm not silly.
No, I'm not saying you're silly, but that you haven't got it doesn't mean you haven't received it.
No, okay? I didn't receive it. I was looking at the video here. Get it right, man. Come on, I know you're trying. I'll give you 100% spoilers for trying, but come on, I'm a successor in life. I don't play about. I wouldn't be here telling you stuff in stuff that I'm going to be, like, I'm going to prove I'm a logistic person. Yeah, I'm realistic and I'm here to benefit from the future of the children and for myself.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, of course it's
very unfair.
Okay.
They understand that I'm building my defence.
Look, all these
weapons. This is what I'm doing.
Pardon?
This is my defence.
No, they haven't been given it because I've never had a trial yet. I've got to have a trial to be found guilty of something. They can't even get me to trial.
Okay, here it is.
Powers of arrest, that is.
So that is a power of arrest as a consequence of the injunction.
And that's a consequence if I...
Breached the injunction or
if
not.
If I couldn't prove that I wasn't served, then yeah. But look at this video evidence here, okay. And you tell me I wasn't served.
I need to wrap up my assessment.
We're going through this anyway. Let me quickly just show you the videos of what's happening. Yeah. So now this is my report. So now you can see this here going here, yeah? Now, once you can see the newspaper blog and everything that's happening here, what I can report...
What's that got to do with you?
Because this is my newspaper. I own a newspaper now. Okay. So now, what it does is... Now, you go here. Now, this is the wall of shame. This has got all Lemmy's names and all your council officers. Remember, I can touch a phone anywhere I want. So now, what this does is here, it shows all of their names and all of the details. Now,
is it online or what?
This, I've not published it because it's going to make everyone lose their jobs. And then this shows all of your names today. Like, when you are coming, I'm going to transcribe your recording up. And this shows all the bad people that done stuff. This is called the Wall of Shame. Mm-hmm. Then after the Wall of Shame, you've got the evidence room. Now, this is where the council are really screwed, yeah? What I've done is, like, all these here, I've made brand new digital PDF books
all right.
of, yeah?
Simon, thank you very much.
I'm just trying to show you. Can you have 2 seconds just to look at this?
No, I've
got to
go.
Why have you got to go?
10:30.
Yeah.
But look at this report, yeah?
Let me just
can I just show you this report, the report part? 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Please give me 5 minutes.
One minute.
5 minutes. Come, don't be hard on me.
No, I've got other things to do. I came here for a purpose and I'm done.
Because you're upset because I'm going to take, because what, I'll transcribe this up with
you,
the other 75 of them.
Yeah, you're
there's nothing wrong with me. And you know that. And the recordings here will prove it. And I look after myself every day anyway here. You're in a very dangerous position. I'm being very polite and saying to you, do you know what?
No,
as long as you're a decent person and don't abuse your position, I won't write a bad thing about
you. Said that you've been
I've got 98% of my grammar on traditional words. I've got the best writing you mostly ever say. We all sat here now and we've done a test.
Okay,
I'll smash all you to the ground because I'm trained to do that, yeah?
Yeah, that's good.
Now I'm telling you now, yeah? Now, I've had to go along here now. What this does is I've made this here shows all of my evidence, yeah? So this here will show all the picture rooms. This shows all the digital books. This shows all the stuff that happened to the disease and the recordings. This is the first dose bow. This is the response bundle. Now, these books open.
You've spent a lot of time on
all
this.
All these open in digital formats, yeah? Now, what I've done, this is the report now, yeah? Let me show you the report, which is different to...
Is this what you do all day, every day?
No, I've been building companies and learning how to program. Now, this is the report. So if you go to July 2012, the council sent me a report and told me, start filling this report in every day.
Yeah.
So I started filling this report in every
Simon,
day.
Simon, I've got to go. I don't know if these gentlemen have the time to sit and watch the video.
Yeah,
I don't. Okay? Thank you very much for
letting
us in.
Thanks for your time,
okay? That's very helpful.
We do appreciate that, all right?
Yeah? Thank you very much.
Thank you. what do you think you're going to be putting in your report, that there's something wrong with my mental capacity, or that I don't understand what being served is, or that I don't understand that I've got the videos to prove that I wasn't here when my mum
came? And you know what, I need, after this meeting, I need to think about all of this put together in my mind. I have to spend about 10 to 15
minutes
thinking
about
all this.
Keep your job and do the right thing, I'm telling you.
Because
a lot of them have lost losing their jobs, and I'm not talking about it. I've got massive solicitor firms behind closed doors. Yeah, because my mum owns Aeon Casinos, yeah, and owns Aeon, see the game.
So you own solicitors?
My mother owns Jazzport Casinos, and she owns Help Ref Nemesis online. Yeah. So she has lots of people that help her online, all solicitor firms, her own solicitor. So now they've all been building the case like this behind Lemmy's back and everyone. And that's why we've been. Can I just show you one of the report pages?
Yeah, not really. I don't have the time.
You don't have the time? Well, don't be upset because you can't take
upset.
Me. Don't be upset because your powers don't hold nothing over
I'm
me.
I'm not upset, but we just have to wrap up
what you
the
want
meeting.
To be, yeah?
Okay, maybe if I
tell Lemmy he's lost his job and tell Lemmy I love him.
I will do. Okay. You will do. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Right, I'm going to stay there, okay?
Right, thank you. Tell Lemmy I've got to go public with him as well when he goes to get his parole and get released.
But thanks for letting us in.
Of course, anytime.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wasn't served, remember that? And that judge is going to learn in a minute that I wasn't served.
Okay.
Have a good day, you still.
You too.
Bless you. They know, she knows, she seems like quite an intelligent person. That's what's quite scary. She doesn't seem like she's gave me the cold shoulder because she's going to take me. She's getting the cold shoulder because, like, she hasn't got her own way. How she initiated things to be when she come in it, it hasn't been that way for her. So she hasn't hit her target. That's what I think. She's a smart woman, she listens to enough, but then she tries to detour it and to rewrite it. And when she's trying to patch, she can't patch me. I'm just like, no, it ain't the way that you're saying it, this is the way that it is. She is a smart woman, and she knows that she's had it. You put me in a hospital, the whole hospital will be burning the hospital down. Or you put me in any prison and I show everyone all this paperwork in a prison, yeah, and they've killed my baby and what they've done, that fucking prison will end up burnt down on the fucking floor. Every man in that prison and every man in the hospital is an innocent man. And I've got the paperwork to prove that the government officials set us all up. That hospital wouldn't survive. Before. That she's coming on some random when she wants to come to my front door. would lose her job instantaneously because my solicitor has already put through for a private report. Plus the private report, I had the NHS come in, not the other day when they didn't come in, but I had them in 2 days before that. And they all said that I was nothing wrong with me. Then I had the NHS in here like a month ago and they said there was nothing. Do you know how many, 75 times to be checked by doctors to be told there's nothing wrong with you is a massive problem. The best thing is I'm not showing them that I've not been served. I'm not giving them the time. I want to go to trial and destroy these cunts' lives. If they'd done it to anybody else's children, I would go to court for their children as well. That's what I thought I got paid for. We're all different people here. Let me come into my fucking house for what? Something that's happening over here. I don't even want to let them in my fucking house. How about the sneak? Not like that.
What the fuck's happened here?
She won't even let me show my report. Yeah.
they keep coming to my fucking house for? Just come out. I thought I was supposed to be coming Tuesday. Hello, these doctors just come to my house again. I thought it was Tuesday. No, that's for letting me. She's a bright bitch in her attitude, trying to get me taken away. Trying to take me away. Putting it on her, she's just not listening. There's an argument. But then the two blokes are sitting there listening. The two blokes are sitting there listening, knowing what's going on. She's inquisitive in her conversation, but she's trying to steer the case to putting me into a nutty hospital. I'm telling you, you're nuts, basically. Shut your mouth. I'm having to put it on her. Shut your mouth, man. Listen, you're all mad. Yeah, look, I'm covered in evidence. You need to walk away from me, basically, before you lose your job like Lemmy's going to lose his job. I'm like, listen, please do me a favour. Please keep your job. That's what I had to tell her. She was saying, please do me a favour. Please keep your job. Don't end up like these, though. Because when it comes to probation time, I'm going to be writing to keep them in there even longer. Three of them. Two males, and I think got one doctor and two council workers. I don't know, and two council officers. I'm telling them straight, I'm going to screw your property. I don't know, two black folks and a white. I've got their names on recording. They're listening to my whole case and gathering my whole defence with me. I'm saying, why are you two here? The council officers are with the police. Why have they got the right to do all that? That the judge has ordered this, saying, I don't understand. Where's the powers of arrest? I don't give a fuck about your powers of arrest. I won't serve the one in my house. Yeah, I've got two council officers and they're listening to my whole case and all my defence and everything and what I'm going through. They're friends with Lemmy. I asked them, are you friends with Lemmy? And they said, yeah. I've got their names, so I took their names off their badge cards. I'm going to record them.